JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marone. Jaguars postgame is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame starts right now.
Jags win it 23-7 over the Cincinnati Bengals in Week 9 to improve to 5-3. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor along with us shortly. And we'll have the first word with head coach Doug Marone. Jeff Loggeman standing by outside of the Jaguars locker room. Big win today. The Jags got it done really in all aspects today. The offense looked solid. They had the run game going. Blake Bortles efficient and confident, it looked like. The defense was there. They cranked up the pass rush when they had the two-score lead late. Special teams got a score, a punt return touchdown. All the craziness right before halftime put a lot of eyeballs on this game today, but the Jags got it done. They're 5-3. They got a big home win against a football team that always competes in their division.
Well, they got a win, and that's the most important thing. And then, you know, for the crowd to finally get paid off here at Everbank, and for the players, too, they don't have to hear about it anymore. When are you going to win a game? Now you can start to maybe put together a winning streak, JP. They've got two victories in a row overall. You feel good about yourselves. Man, I mean, we have talked about it to the point of almost absurdity. If the Jaguars can get up by two scores, you don't know if there's a team that can come back and beat them. And here it was again. You give up 7 points on the day to the Cincinnati Bengals. This defense is legitimate. Boy, if Blake is going to play as efficiently as he has played the last couple of weeks, and he got away with a couple today on batted balls. Yep. But guess what? Those are going to even out. He's had plenty that he didn't get away with on batted balls over the years. So had a quarterback rating of right around 92 today. The third down conversions, one after another, just finding a variety of wide receivers and tight ends and backs out of the backfield. I mean, I don't know what's not to like about this other than the fact that they threw out Jalen Ramsey right before the half, and they shouldn't have. I'm talking about the refereeing crew, but I do think, as we talked about at halftime, would that light a little bit more of a fire under Jacksonville because they felt like they were wronged in that circumstance? I think the result indicates that it probably did.
Yeah, Jags 12 of 18 on third downs today.
Excellent. That's excellent. Yeah, two-thirds on third down, that's a fantastic percentage. And, I mean, third and meat, you know, it wasn't all third and two here. You know, some third and sevens, third and eights. Blake completed them. I thought he was pretty poised back there today. He used his legs to escape some pressure at times. You know, he missed a couple of throws here and there. But if the standard is perfection, he'll probably never reach it. Certainly good today.
Let's go just outside of the Jaguars locker room. The first word with the head coach, Doug Marone. Here's Jeff Loggeman.
All right, thank you, JP. Doug, congratulations to get two in a row, and on top of that, to get a win at home this year is big.
It obviously was, you know, and then coming off the bye week, you know, getting everybody rested and going. So, you know, to be able to come out and play against, you know, a good team that was on a little bit of a roll, and you know, we did the show during the week, and we talked about the players that they had. So, you know, I was happy with the energy our players came out with. Obviously, there was some, you know, confrontations out there, and, you know, that's always unfortunate. But, you know, our goal was to win, and that's what we came away with.
The play of the offensive line, fantastic. You had to shuffle some guys. A.J. Cann comes down with an injury in practice on Friday. Leonard goes to right guard. Shatley plays at center. Cam's back from an injury. And the play that they were able to produce today was outstanding.
Well, it was. I'll tell you, we were – obviously, there was a concern. We knew they were going to have a challenge, you know, up front. And then we get the injury late to A.J. during the week. And then all of a sudden, we got to make a move with Brandon, you know, and then Shatley. And then, obviously, Cam not practicing all week and being able to come back against, you know, a very, very aggressive, very good front seven. I thought we did an outstanding job. You know, we were able to run the football. We got some good yardage, good push. The runners ran well. I thought we did an outstanding job protecting the quarterback. Thought we did an excellent job. We were a little bit, we knew we were going to be challenged on third down with all the different types of pressures. But I thought today, third down, we were outstanding and Blake did a great job.
Yeah, the production on third down, outstanding. That might have been as accurate as I've seen your quarterback, Blake Bortles.
I'll tell you what, he really came off the bye. You know, he looked good. So, you know, like I said before with Blake, it's just something that he's going to have to prove each week. You know, and he's ready for that challenge each week. I was happy to see, you know, everyone rally up and play well, you know, knowing that, you know, some of the things that were said about him during the week.
Congratulations and enjoy.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Head coach Doug Marone, the first word with the Jaguars head coach after the Jags defeat the Bengals 23-7. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey will come back. Jeff Loggeman goes inside the Jaguars locker room. Fred Taylor is en route to join us. After a Jags victory to improve to 5-3, 23-7 the final, this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Download and register the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars' final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a Big Mac, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through October 1st at participating McDonald's.
Hi, folks. Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
On-airport parking at Jacksonville International Airport will help punt the stress from your travel itinerary. Their garage facilities offer defensive coverage from the weather and are just one 50-yard dash from the terminal. Economy parking rates are salary capped at $5 a day. Extra points for free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn how on-airport parking options tackle the competition, visit flyjacks.com. That's flyjacks.com.
Parking hassles goodbye with the JTA's Game Day Express. Five convenient lots to choose from, and tickets start at just $8. Visit JTAFLA.com for more information. Jags over the Bengals 23-7 to improve to 5-3. Blake Bortles had quite an efficient day, and he's standing by with Jeff Lagerman. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Blake has got to feel good to get one at home, to get two in a row, stay atop the division in impressive fashion with a total team victory. The performance of the offense, defense, and special teams today.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, it's kind of a double whammy, right, with what you talked about being the second game in a row we've won and then winning at home as well. You know, that's been something that we've talked about a while. So it was good to get that out of the way. I thought that the team, you know, as a whole.
And, you know, we were able to finish this quarter 3-1, which put us at the halfway point of 5-3. And, you know that we got a lot of work ahead of us and getting ready to start this third quarter.
When did you make the decision on Leonard's status?
It's internal. You know, I'm going to stick with the statement. You know, it's between, you know, the player and myself, and we handle it internally.
Are you concerned moving forward with his professionalism?
No.
With the culture you're trying to create, were you surprised at the way Ramsey kind of reacted in this game?
I don't know. I'd have to watch the tape again, but I thought he took a pretty good run and start at him. That's kind of a flash, so I don't want to comment on something I didn't see the full whole thing. I just saw the beginning and I saw a flash. And, those things unfortunately occur. It's not something that, you know, we like to do or be a part of or want to be a part of it. But obviously, you know, it happened and I didn't see him, you know, like I said, I didn't see much because I was on the opposite sideline. So, you know, they said there was a punch thrown and both players were ejected. That's what I was told by the officials.
Are those really tough decisions, knowing how it impacts
the team? Sure, they are. I mean, you know, this is, you know, the empathy of being a human being. There's, you know, there's a part of me that's an assistant coach, there's part of me that's a coordinator, you know, part of me is a person, and part of me that's, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, you know, at times you got to make tough decisions. That's what a head coach does.
You expect him to be available to play next
week? I do.
Mickens' punt return, what did you see on that? And what how has he been able to get up to speed so quick after just getting promoted to the 53 not too long ago?
Up to speed in the receiver room or in the punt game?
The punt game,
you know, we work on it quite a bit. You know, we were trying to get a little bit back there. You know, once Marquise got her getting a little bit, you know, banged up a little bit. So, we went through a couple of guys and, you know, thought Mickens had done a nice job during the week, you know, really worked hard at it. We thought he was very reliable, you know, from a standpoint of catching punts with, you know, whether it's a lefty punter or a righty punter, you know, that always comes into play. And we just felt, you know, the one thing when you put someone back there, you got to feel confident about them catching. And then I thought to myself, you know, he can, you know, maybe, hey, if someone hits a line drive or something like that, you know, he's quick enough and fast enough to get up there and get us 10. So at least he can get us an extra first down. And that was my original thought. So, you know, I probably limited it in my mind a little bit because he wound up taking one to the house today. So, you know, it was a good job by the guys up front.
Is it a breakthrough to get that first home win?
Yeah, you try to, for me, Ryan, I was just trying to focus on our performance on the field, you know, and really playing well. You know, special teams, we haven't played well. I mean, you know, all three phases, you know, I thought we did a good job in the run game. I thought we did a good job on third down today. You know, I thought we did a nice job defending it. I thought Myrick came into the game, you know. I think that they tried to go after him at times, you know, if you go back and look at the film. I thought he really, you know, hung in there well. Obviously, he didn't get anything completed on him. So, you know, there's another young kid kind of stepping up. I thought AC did a great job, you know, shooting out the corner. He's been playing extremely well. I know I got a question during the week about AC. You know, he's been doing well. So, you know, it's just an overall good performance of guys stepping up.
This is kind of what you were hoping for with the offensive, how you were able to deliver the offense. You didn't have Fournette today, but you had two guys who were able to run the ball as successfully as they did. And just talk about that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously, and Corey Grant's in there too. You know, we feel fortunate. You know, we really do. I remember, you know, I got a question about TJ. Hey, you're down on TJ. We're not down on TJ Yeldon. You know, we just have a hard time trying to figure out how to get him up, you know what I'm saying, for game day. So, you know, and I had the conversation with TJ, and then, you know, he, you know, played extremely well last week. I thought he did a nice job. Obviously, we had put the ball on the ground the one time today, but I thought he made a great, you know, there's little things that go on during the game. You know, he breaks the run late. You know, he has the ability to stiff arm him and try to break it for a touchdown, but there's going to be a ball security issue that comes in. And I think at the end of the day, he makes a great decision to double in trouble, you know what I'm saying, and cover up the ball, you know, get the yardage and go down. And those are the little things I think that the players do, you know, to help the team.
Hey, Doug, did you alter the game plan at all when you knew Leonard wasn't going to be in there? In terms of run pass or
no? No, because we feel like, you know, the running backs are good. We were, you know, looking at some of the things from a coverage standpoint, you know what I'm saying, that we felt good about. We think, you know, things that we felt comfortable with, running, doing those things, hitting those guys on the crosses, running around, you know what I'm saying, going deep, things of that nature. You know, Coleman, it's a great catch, you know, really does. We've been working our butts off on third down. I really thought that, you know, we've been putting a lot of work on it, you know, because it's been an Achilles heel early on. And it's just good that when you put extra work in something and you can come out and be able to get some results in it, you know, I think that's always a good sign.
How impressed were you with the offensive line having to move Brandon in the right guard, Tyler?
I'll tell you now, I mean, that was tough now because, you know, especially having coached that position, played that position, and it happened so late in the week. You know, so here it goes so late in the week, you know, and all of a sudden it's like the last minute. And, you know, I had a long talk with Brandon, you know, and said, hey, you know, he's like, hey, I got to get my sets. I got to watch. You know, it's a whole different world now, you know, from center to guard. And I was like, well, get your ass in gear and go watch that film and watch it. And knowing Brandon, that's what he does. You know, he never wants to let himself down or his teammates, but I mean, you got to put a lot of work in. Where Shat, I mean, Shat's been playing center during the week, so yeah, I'm going to put more positive spin on Brandon, which was tougher for him to go in there and play guard, you know, and then it was for Shat. But Shat's been doing, you know, he's done a good job for us now. He's played well at center these last couple of games.
Did Brandon practice at right guard on Friday?
On Friday, he did. Yeah, we put him in a little bit, you know, because we still didn't know if AJ was going to be ready to go. So with AJ, you know, I have a relationship with him like I do with a lot of players. And then when I talk to AJ in the middle of practice, I'm like, hey, what, you know, he's like, you know, he was upset, you know, and I knew for AJ to come out and say, you know, I don't know, coach, I'm going to try, but I don't know. I said, ugh, you know, that we better make sure that Brandon's ready.
There seemed to be a lot of chirping going on in the second half. Were you happy with the way your guys held your composure
Well, we talked to, I mean, obviously during the week, I thought we were going to be tested on it, you know, during the week. And, you know, I told those guys, I think that's something we can obviously improve upon, you know, and do a better job of that.
Would you expect the team to play more on the edge after Jalen would be taken out of the game? It seemed like the defense was just flying around even more than what they were doing in the first half.
Maybe that's your opinion. I thought they were flying around pretty good, you know what I'm saying, in the first half. I really did. I thought they were coming out here. I thought they were pretty juiced up. They had a really good week of practice, you know, and preparing themselves to go. So I didn't see that. So I really can't comment on something I don't really believe happened.
What did you think of Blake's decision-making in this game?
I thought he was outstanding today. I mean, I thought there's one play. Free safety comes. He goes to his right, you know, and he throws an unbelievable ball for a first down. I mean, that's a great – not a good play. That's a great play. And I thought that, you know, he was accurate. You know, I thought he did an outstanding job. I really did. I thought he, you know, played within his means. In other words, you know, during the week, obviously, you know, they said that he can't beat him, you know. Hey, listen, don't get crazy. Just go out and play your game. You owe it to all your teammates. Your teammates got to pick it up. You know what I'm saying? We all got to play this game together as a team. And I thought he did a good job of that because I was a little bit concerned, just like if someone said something about me. You know what I'm saying? I'd want to go out there and, you know, try to, you know, prove myself and maybe force some things. And I just thought he played well. I really did. Oh, it's always good, you know, because, you know, the fans have, you know, to be able to perform well in front of the fans, I think it's important, you know, for me because – I know, and you know, you're out in the community, and you understand. You want to put a good product on the field at home, be able to play well in front of your home crowd. And I think if we can keep winning, I say it all the time. You know, and we can keep earning the fans to come back. And the fans that were here today did an outstanding job. You know, and I always say this, that if you don't think that you're part of it, you should be on the field on third down, you know what I'm saying, when the fans are going, or when, you know, you push a running back, you know what I'm saying, you get the extra yards and the crowd starts going. It really does create a lot of energy for our players. So, you know, we're working on performing well at home and earning that, you know, earning the home field advantage is what I've said before.
How do you work on a quarterback's
accuracy? All right, David, then Ryan. Excuse me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How do you work on a quarterback's accuracy? What do you do?
I think you just go out there and just keep throwing. I mean, same thing with pitchers, you know what I'm saying? You go out there and you put you got the plate, you know, you got the catcher behind the plate and you're throwing. Same with the quarterback. You put the guy in a route coming back, you put the guy on the move coming out of a cone, you know, and you just keep working on it. You work on your footwork, you know, things of that nature. It's not crazy. I mean, you just keep working on it.
Did you have a ballpark that you wanted to get Darius out there, and did you see him fly?
I didn't really. I just said, hey, go out. I knew we had a lot of stuff in, you know, so we had a lot of things in, you know, for the run. Like I said before, we worked quite a bit on, you know, what are some of the things we were going to change during the bye week. So we had a lot of different things that we were doing up front. You know, from a standpoint of movement and things of that nature. So, you know, I don't have the exact snap count, but it's the same thing. You know, he made a couple plays out there today, and I just think it's one of those things that as we go and he gets comfortable, he just keeps continuing to play. But, you know, I was happy with the overall, defense today and the overall run game. Obviously, there were some runs that went pretty big, but we had a couple tackle for losses, which I thought was big to make it second and long.
Thank you, Coach.
Great. Thank you, guys. Thanks. Yep, appreciate it.
Every day, helping you win at life. That's Ford, the number one SUV lineup in the U.S. over the last 27 years. See for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
You know, we've made a big emphasis of it lately. You know, we've been below average, and it's actually, we've been okay. It's just 4-6 we've been terrible at. So that's kind of brought the whole average down. So it's kind of something, you know, we want to make sure that our third down percentage complete or conversion rate is over 40%. You know, so we want to every game try and be at that number or higher. And I thought guys did a good job this week protecting up front and getting open. You know, we were able to do that.
Throwing the ball for almost 200 yards in the first half of the last two games. How comfortable are you right now, and do you feel like you're playing some of the best football of your career?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I mean, we're a running team first. I think there's no secret about that. I think everybody knows it, but that doesn't mean we don't have the ability to throw the ball. You know, we run the ball because that's what we're most effective at. That's how we can control the game and control the clock, keep the other offense off the field. So that's what we do, you know, and we're good at it. So when there's times that we need to throw the ball, we're good at that too. We got guys outside that can win. We got guys up front that can block extremely well, and we can make plays, you know, down the field in the pass game as well.
How impressed were you with the O-line having to juggle that late in the week?
It was incredible. You know, AJ goes down Friday or whatever. Shat goes to center, which he's been playing, but Brandon goes to guard. Cam comes back. And, you know, against Geno Atkins, who's one of the best three techs in the league, you know, Brandon bounces over to guard and plays extremely well. So I think, you know, it's a credit to those guys and, you know, how, I guess, well-rounded they are and the ability to kind of move around and play different positions.
When you threw that pass to Cole, were you sort of thinking it was incomplete?
Yeah, I was like, oh, damn it. And then he made that play, and I was like, oof. That was unbelievable. You know, he did a good job. He got off press coverage, and I think it was Pac-Man over there got up in him a little bit. But you know, he did a good job winning, and then obviously made an unbelievable catch. Kind of, you know, part of us converting on third downs is guys making good plays like that.
Bob, you had Aaron make a bunch of great catches. Does that one rank in terms of you?
Yeah, I mean, that's by far one of the best catches I've ever seen or been a part of. You know, to turn around like that and snag it one-handed. And, you know, kind of keep us on the field in a big situation. I thought it was an unbelievable job by Keelan.
Blake, when did you get the game plan that would have you throwing so much?
You know, it wasn't necessarily pass heavy this week. You know, 2 weeks ago against Indy, you know, we had run the ball a lot in big personnel packages, so we wanted to show that we could throw it out of it too. So it was an emphasis against Indy a couple weeks ago. But this week it was kind of, you know, we were back to being balanced and doing, you know, what we thought we did well. And, you know, it just so happened that more pass plays or deeper pass plays were called this week, and we were able to convert on them. And I think, you know, anytime you convert on those plays and pick up big chunks, that gives, you know, Nathaniel Hackett the confidence to keep calling it and continuing to do that stuff.
Blake, Doug brought up Perfect's comments earlier this week. Did you see those? What was your reaction and what's your response after obviously winning the game?
Yeah, you know, somebody showed me it, and, you know, that's fine. You know, I think Cincinnati has a bit of a reputation for the type of guys they are, and I think you saw a little bit of that today. But, you know, I thought we did a good job as a team. You know, I thought Jalen getting thrown out was BS, and I thought we did a good job, you know, guys kind of keeping their head because they've had that reputation of doing stuff like that. You know, so I thought we did a good job of just, you know, playing as hard as you possibly can between the whistles and beating the crap out of them.
Go ahead, Sam.
Like, I don't know if any of us saw it. I know I didn't, but there's a lot of chatter on social media about a conversation you were having with Doug at the end of the game that was caught on TV.
Yeah, I wanted to score, and he wanted to take a knee. So, I, you know, looking back at it now, totally agree. It's a smart play. But at the time, in the moment, playing against those guys, you know, I wanted to score again.
And not to be a downer, but did you just miss Mercedes, or did you expect him to keep running?
You know, I looked over there, and you know, the play is for him to run up the sidelines, right? But when you get that open, it's kind of, let's just play football. So when I got outside the pocket and had to make a guy miss and took my eyes off of him, you know, and he had turned around, obviously, just wide open. And, you know, I thought he stayed on the run. So we just got to, you know, I should have just thrown it right at him. And it would have been an easy touchdown.
You know, but how long was it before you found out that Leonard was not going to play today? And secondly, you had that play with Mercedes where you overthrew him, but you came back the very next play. I think it was Ivory who ran for the first down right off of that. How confident are you in this running game at this point?
Yeah, you know, we found out about Leonard late. You know, he had gotten reps all week long, and then obviously we found out about that a little late. But, you know, we've seen, obviously, 2 weeks ago against Indy, what, you know, Chris and TJ and Corey can do. So we're comfortable with them and confident with them in that room. I mean, we got a really good group of backs, and they do a good job. And, you know, the guys up front are able to create holes. You know, so missing Sadie's on that one and then being able to bounce back and Chris breaks a big run. You know, I think it just kind of shows how balanced of a team we can be, you know, how guys can kind of pick each other up after, you know, a big missed opportunity like that.
5-3 at the halfway point, Blake. Has this passing game evolved like you'd wanted to?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, we've talked about it kind of here and there. Anytime, you know, Allen Robinson or a guy of that caliber goes down, it's going to be a challenge to pick up that slack and make up for that loss of production. And I think those guys have done an unbelievable job. You know, I think not only them, but I think our running backs have done a really good job out of the backfield. And, you know I feel comfortable and confident every week with our game plan going into it that, you know, if this turns into a shootout and we got to throw it and put up points, that, you know, we have the ability to do that.
Like, what's it mean for this team to string together two straight wins and also first win at EverBank?
I think it's huge. You know, it's kind of a double whammy. You know, we talked about it for a long time. You know, more so the let's win at home thing, because that needs to be an advantage. You know, it needs to be a positive for us to play here in Jacksonville in front of our fans. You know, and there was, you know, I don't think there was a rhyme or reason on why we hadn't won. You know, I think we just didn't play good. You know, we had played better this season so far away than we have at home, and I think we were kind of able to flip the script on that today.
Blake, I know you just finished playing the game, but do you feel like this is the best game you've played personally all season?
You know, I don't know. I think you know, I have no idea what the numbers are or anything like that, but, you know, I felt really comfortable. The past couple of weeks, you know, I felt really comfortable. You know, obviously the numbers vary and things like that, you know, vary, but I felt good all year long. You know, I feel good going into each week. I feel comfortable. You know, I know as an offense, guys feel good and ready to go. And there's obviously different things that happen on Sunday and, you know, adversity and stuff like that that you got to figure out, make corrections on and overcome. But, you know, I think, you know, overall it was a really good offensive showing, and I think it was a good team win.
Thanks.
Made vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Jags fans, your favorite bag boys are back in town. Don't miss out on loads of fun when Jaguars players make appearances at select Publix locations on November 14th to help bag your groceries on behalf of Tide. The Jaguars know even amateur-level athletes can get a professional-level stink, so they want you to use Tide Pods after your big game. Come out to Publix in the St. John's Town Center and at Reedy Branch off Bay Meadows Road on November 14th and purchase Tide Pods. You'll get a Jaguars reusable grocery bag and meet some Jaguars players.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at EverBank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
At Stein Mart, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite. And we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree. Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with six convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com. Stein Mart, saving is a beautiful thing.
Jaguars postgame rolls along, 23-7 the final. Jaguars over the Cincinnati Bengals. Jags now 5-3 for the season. The Bengals fall to 3-5. By the way, the Tennessee Titans won today. The Ravens nearly rallied there, but the Titans held them off at the very end. 23-20 final. So the Titans also 5-3. They have the tiebreaker right now in first place in the AFC South. Let's get to the highlights from today's game and start off with the Jags. Well, it started off not so good for the Jaguars. A fumble from T.J. Yeldon, but the Jags defense was there to force a punt. No big deal. Lambeau hit a 32-yard field goal. 3-0 Jags. The next drive, they go 15 plays, 96 yards in just under 8 minutes. Bortles to Marquise Lee for a touchdown.
Long snap count. Blake drops the throw, looks to the left, fires,
That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. A little slant that time to Marquise Lee. Marquise then punts it into the end zone stands. Touchdown, Jacksonville. They are in the end zone.
Pretty nice punt. It was better than Bortles' punt in London a couple years ago, by the way, after the score. So the Jags led 10-0 at that point. The ensuing drive for the Cincinnati Bengals capped off by a Mixon touchdown 7 yards away.
Handoff running to the right. Diving for the pylon. Did he get there? They say Joe Mixon got to the goal line. Touchdown, Cincinnati.
They reviewed it. It was close. Was the elbow down before the ball got in? They said that no, it was a touchdown. A long catch for Croft earlier in that drive of 59 yards set that up. So it was 10-7 Jaguars at that point. Lambeau hit a 56-yard field goal before halftime to make it 13-7. Lambeau, at the start of the second half, hit a 25-yard field goal, 16-7 at that point. Now, the Jags defense at this point is just lights out. Punt, 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 punt the rest of the way for the Cincinnati offense. The Jags special teams gets involved in it. Mickens to the house from 63 yards away.
High punt. Mickens retreats. Fields at his 38-yard line and gets up the field to the 45. Jaden Mickens into the open field to the 40. Jaden Mickens to the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Jacksonville, Jaden Mickens on the punt return for the score. Wow.
63 yards, 23-7, the final score. One we did not get to there was the ejections. That really set things off right before halftime. There was a little chippiness in the first half, but it came to a head right before halftime. Green versus Ramsey.
Path, he gained a yard or two.
Whoa, A.J. Green's going after Jalen Ramsey.
There's that big fight. He wrestled him to the ground.
He grabbed him in a chokehold and slammed him to the ground.
I mean, A.J. Green slammed Jalen Ramsey to the ground. I mean, picked him up and slammed him to the ground.
Scrum ensued. Both players were ejected from the game. And unfortunately, that's going to be the national look at this game today is when A.J. Green goes off like that. And both players get ejected. Either way, those are the highlights. 23-7 Jaguars over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, I hate it because the headlines are Green and Ramsey thrown out for fighting. And technically they were, right? But Ramsey didn't really fight him. He just, he let his helmet smartly absorb a few dumb punches from A.J. Green. And didn't matter. Guess what? Didn't score a point in the second half, Cincinnati.
Yeah, defense, shut it down, Fred, after that point.
It's hilarious to me what happened out there with that fight. It wasn't even a fight. It was just a lot of cheap shots. You know, Ramsey got the worst of it simply because he got kicked out for no reason. You know, he's a guy who's passionate, loves to play, and it's going to lead to a fine, you know, and it's going to be unfortunate. But, you know, he'll bounce back. He's a kid that's great, great pickup by the team. Defense was great second half. Only allowed 31 yards in the second half after giving up 117, which is still stuffing the Bengals in the mouth right there. So, great job by the defense. I just hope they keep it up the entire duration of the season.
They got the pass rush going even without Ramsey on the field. The secondary played well, and the Jags got it done today, 23-7. We'll come back with the Everbank stats check. Dominant for the Jaguars today to improve to 5-3. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today. 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Hey Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win two club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/takethefield today. No purchase necessary. Legal residence of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/takethefield. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. The Jags win at 23-7 over the Cincinnati Bengals, and we get to the Everbank stats check from this game. It's all Jags all day, pretty much everywhere you want to go in this game. First downs, 26-8 in favor of the Jags. Third downs today, 12 of 18 for Jacksonville, 1 of 8 for Cincinnati, and a lot of those third downs later in the game were actually made that number worse for Jacksonville. It was better earlier in the ball game. Total yardage, 407 to 148. So think about this. They had over 500 last week, 407 today.
Very impressive.
In back-to-back games on the offensive side. Rushing yardage, 148 to 29 in favor of the Jags, 259 to 119 in passing yardage to Jags led. Penalties, 8 for 78 yards for Cincinnati, 5 for 50 for the Jags. It seemed like a whole lot more flags than that today, actually, just the feel of it. Jaguars had the only turnover in the game, the giveaway, the Yeldon fumble in the first drive. Second straight game, the Jags didn't take the ball away. And time of possession, they held it nearly all day long. 40 minutes and 14 seconds, Jacksonville held the football. And that long drive in the fourth corner really told the tale. They started just over 9 minutes. They got inside the two-minute warning with it. Didn't score, but it didn't matter.
It's almost like the way they drew it up. Play good defense, run the ball even when they know you're going to be able to run it, and just do enough offensively, win a bunch of games.
I feel like they've said that since January. Right?
They have, and yeah, it's starting to come to fruition now. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been perfect, but 5-3 at the midway point, and to back up some of those team stats, Blake Bortles, 259 through the air, with a 92 quarterback rating, the one touchdown, no interceptions. He did run for 20 yards as well. Andy Dalton, 136 on 10 of 18 passing for him. He was sacked twice by the Jags and had a QB rating just under 80 on the ground. Chris Ivory, 20 carries, 69 yards, good for 3.5 a pop. TJ Yeldon, 11 for 41. Collectively, as you pointed out, JP, 148 yards on the ground, dwarfing Cincinnati's total of 29. Joe Mixon had 13 for 31, the only one of significance for the Bengals. Marquise Lee, very nice game for him, 8 for 75 and a touchdown. Looked like he had a big drop, but then you saw the ball got tipped and it was kind of flipping in there end over end. That was going to be a tough one. So he played well today.
We were hoping it got tipped because if it was thrown
it would have been the ugliest of the passes that Blake Bortles has thrown on a target. But it, as it turned out, it did get tipped by a linebacker. Mercedes Lewis, 3 grabs for 49. Keelan Cole, a ridiculous one-hand snatch, and he had 3 for 37 today. It really spread it around. I mean, you got 8 different guys catching passes for the Jags, Fred, and defensively, no one guy stood out. That's because they got Cincinnati off the field so quickly, so you didn't have these massive tackle numbers, but Calais Campbell and Malik Jackson each credited with a solo sack for the Jaguars today.
You know, I think the thing that I liked the most, that I was most impressed by, was they had 8 drives, 10 plays, 9 plays, 15 plays, 11 plays, 9 plays, 6 plays, 6 plays, and finished with 15 plays.
Wow. Yeah.
So check this out. Not a single 3 and out.
Not a single one. How about
that? Not
zero.
Not a single 3 and out. That's very impressive. And not only, I think this was the most rested the defense has been all year, and potentially is going to be all year. The time of possession, 40 to 20. That's just ridiculous. I mean, it is truly amazing. It's just total domination. So whatever they did over the bye week, they need to drink some more of that sauce, Kool-Aid. Whatever they had, they need more of it. It's very impressive today.
All around, team victory today. The Jaguars get it done, 23-7 the final. When we return, well, this could be tight today in the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting.
I don't have a clue where I'm going. I'm going somewhere.
You got 2 minutes to figure
it
out. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
Technology today is always changing, but one thing has remained consistent for the past decade in Jacksonville. CSI Tech is your partner for finding the top IT talent in Northeast Florida. Across the full spectrum of IT positions, CSI Tech can find the right fit for you. And with their award-winning people, done right philosophy, you can feel confident in the results. Call CSI Tech at 800-582-0828 or go to peopledoneright.com and partner with CSI Tech, part of the CSI companies and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
When you're the victim of another person's negligence, the facts are everything. I'm talking about the fact that you're in pain, the fact that you can't work and the bills are piling up, the fact that your life is not on the same track it was before the injury. Here's a fact. Your future's in jeopardy. Call me, Eddie Farah, at 396-5555 or go to farahandfarah.com. I will fight to help you get your life back, and that's a fact. Farah and Farah, protecting you and your family. Jacksonville.
When it comes to the entertainment you love, X1 gives you more. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, 23-7 the final score. And let's get to the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game segment. This is how it works. The voting happens here. Fred, you get a vote and a half. If there's any tie, you have the tiebreaker. Mike gets a vote. I get a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. So, this is going to be a tough one today. Who wants to start? Fred, you want to start?
Yeah, sure.
you figure it out in 2 minutes?
Yeah, I got it. I got to give it to my quarterback. 2 weeks in a row. 24-38, 259, one touchdown. QBR quarterback rating, 92. Wasn't sacked, didn't throw, have a turnover. Pretty much he played well. Had a few miscues there. The one ball to Mercedes, but Marquise dropped the ball that should have been right there. Tough catch, but you should have caught it. Dropped two passes, for a matter of fact. So these stats could be a little bit better. So, but I think Blake did well. He led the team today. Didn't have any turnovers to hurt him.
JP, where do you want to go?
I might go off the board here.
Are you? I'm thinking about going off the
board. I might go off the board.
You go off the board.
I'm
going to go off the board.
I think Fred's going to win.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Unless we go off the board for the same guy.
I know. I might have to split my vote into two guys, though.
Oh.
Can we do that?
I don't know. I think I might make up the rule and just give a half vote, half vote.
Why don't you do that and at least tell us?
And it would be a vote and a half. Then we could have a tie.
We could
have. So
some artificial.
Very dramatic.
I know this is huge. Yeah. Drum roll, please.
All right, we got it.
So I'm going offensive line today. I'm going to go Brandon Linder, who played at right guard in this game, coming off the illness. He's a captain on the offensive line, the normal center. Moved to right guard today with A.J. Cann out. And I'm going to go Cam Robinson, the left tackle, coming off the ankle injury. Came out of the game for a bit. Tough guy, wants to come back in. He went over to try to protect his quarterback on the far sideline. He was hit.
Right.
I think I split my vote, if I can, between those two guys.
Or you just want to give it to the offensive line.
You know what? I was kind of leaning, but I didn't want to. I wanted to keep it.
Yeah, Brett wants to win.
No. Within the rules of the player of the game policy and
sure,
the whole.
Sure. Yeah, fine
but I wanted to give it to the O-line. you know, to be, like you said,
yeah,
you know, those guys made that adjustment. They came out in zero sacks. Carlos Dunlap, he's a sack master.
Good point.
Yeah, and he's a Gator. And Geno Atkins, you know. So, I mean, those some pretty good defensive linemen. The quarterback didn't get brushed. He got hit four times, but he didn't get sacked.
So do you want to amend
I was trying to keep it fair.
Do you want to amend your vote?
No, I want to give it to Bortles. He's the leader. He's a guy who has to play well. He plays well. This team's going to win.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go with J.P. may have swayed me here. Let me tell you who I'm considering here. Marquise Lee, right, had a lot of receptions.
I was looking at him, too, yes.
Scored a touchdown. But as Fred pointed out, he didn't catch every catchable ball, I don't think,
right,
today. But I thought he played a very good game, scored his first touchdown of the season, and right, had an excellent punt as well,
right,
to follow that. honestly, part of me just wants to vote for Jalen Ramsey because at the end of the day, A.J. Green caught one ball for 6 yards in this house today, and that's all he got. And that's it. So Jalen covered him wherever he went. You go to the locker room, I'll cover you there too. And that's where he went. So that kind of part of me wants to go to Jalen Ramsey, but I'll go with the offensive line. I think the offensive line, it's tough in this kind of setting to find that being the MVP. But with no Leonard Fournette today, Fred, they ran for 148 yards,
right,
gave up zero sacks.
Right.
So I'm gonna go with JP and go with the O-line, and we'll outvote Freddie T.
If we're going to tweak the rules,
all right. Okay. Frank gets 3 votes.
No, and I know. I mean, I love your choices. Trust me, I do. I'm an offensive line guy. You know, person got a sugar. It's getting close to Christmas,
right?
You know,
I think
Fournette should get the guys some Rollies or some nice watches or some free tickets to
whatever it is.
But let's just agree. Can we agree to just give it to the Jaguars?
First team
win. First home win.
This guy's very smart over here.
First home win. Every phase played great. Special teams bounced back. Defense was outstanding like they have been. And offense, they're consistent.
We're going to throw some fans included in this, right? Because they're part of the experience. They've been showing up waiting for that first home win.
I mean, it says player of the game. I mean, what's the prize?
Well, we've already blown the rules
out. We just made it up anyway.
The prize is pride, okay, Fred? Not the pride of the Jaguars, just week-to-week pride.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, when a few teams around the league started walking out, instead of introducing the offense or defense, they started introducing the team.
The units, yes.
The unit, like – I think they're deserving of it.
All right.
I mean, because you guys broke the rules.
I think that's
JP,
a good idea.
We opened the door
for that.
Pandora's box is
Money
open
Money Mike and Mr. JP, you know, Jared. You guys broke the rules.
That's good. I like it, though, because, like you said, it's the toughest one, right?
It is tough.
You have a lot of good candidates. Look, how about we get a punt return for a touchdown here, right? I mean, we're going on and on and on. There's a lot of people we can point to here.
Okay.
Team victory, all three phases.
I think one of those fans put some of my Kool-Aid up there.
I don't know, but I think you swayed us. It is the Jaguars team gets the player of the game.
I love you guys.
Way to go, Frederick. Fred Taylor got a sway today. The Jaguars get it, the player of the game. The Jags win 23-7 over the Bengals.
Way to go, O-line.
We're going
to
come back with the injury report. We've got a preview next week's game. Gus Bradley in the house next week. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Jags fans, your favorite bag boys are back in town. Don't miss out on loads of fun when Jaguars players make appearances at select Publix locations on November 14th to help bag your groceries on behalf of Tide. The Jaguars know even amateur-level athletes can get a professional-level stink, so they want you to use Tide Pods after your big game. Come out to Publix in the St. John's Town Center and at Reedy Branch off Bay Meadows Road on November 14th and purchase Tide Pods. You'll get a Jaguars reusable grocery bag and meet some Jaguars players.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting,
Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Jim, why does the AC not work?
AC? You said get the sink fixed.
Jim, I did, but now the AC doesn't work, and the sink is leaking worse than it was.
I need help. I'm calling a professional.
Are you having HVAC issues? Are you having plumbing issues? If you're having one or both of these issues, Plumbers 911 can help. When it comes to your plumbing and HVAC issues, trust our trained technicians for your job. Visit plumbers911.com now to schedule your appointment. Guys, don't try to DIY. Just visit plumbers911.com.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Download and register the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a Big Mac, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through October 1st at participating McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to titosvodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
Jaguars postgame continues, 23-7 the final. Jaguars over the Bengals in Week 9. Jags now 5-3. The Bengals fall to 3-5. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. A few guys were in and out of this ballgame today. Cam Robinson made the start coming off the ankle injury 2 weeks ago in Indianapolis. Left the game for a short time, what appeared to be the same ankle. And then came back into the football game and finished it out. That's a good sign. Ngakoue in the fourth quarter after a sack, I think he was crushed by Calais Campbell on the play when two guys got to Andy Dalton. He was slow in getting up. And towards the end, Parnell limped off, but he waved the trainers away from him and walked off under his own power. This was a little bit of a banged-up offense going into the bye week. They used that bye week to get healthy and get guys available again. We just gave the player of the game to the entire team and pointed out the offensive line here. But A.J. Cann, triceps injury, as we talked about in the pregame, Mike, you and I, for an offensive lineman, a triceps injury is not an ideal situation. No. So we'll have to follow that moving ahead here and see what A.J. Cann's status is. But today, at least, they shifted it around and got it done on the offensive line. So that's a good start.
Yeah, they did. They've been very fortunate. We've talked about this, not trying to jinx anything, with the exception of Allen Robinson. Injuries really haven't set this team back. They've been able to overcome them. When you had Cam Robinson go out of the game a couple weeks ago, Fred, Josh Wells played great. They missed Fournette for one for injury, one for getting sat down, and they haven't missed a beat in the running game. So, the defense has been pretty much healthy from top to bottom. I mean, really no complaints in this department.
Right, and that's a credit to the coaching staff. And Coach Coughlin, he spoke on it a little bit last night when he spoke to the former guys. They had a tough training camp. And it was only one a day, but it was pretty intense training camp, and they coached them hard. You have to prepare for these situations because you just never know what's going to happen throughout the course of the season. All the guys got to be ready. All the offensive linemen across the board, they have to know each other's assignment, and that's only going to make you a better player. Each skill position, you have to stay ready. And the same thing on the defensive side of the ball. So, credit to the offensive – I mean, not the offense, but a little biased still. Credit to the coaching staff for having their guys ready, because it gets bored in a meeting a little bit when you're not the guy that they're talking directly to or you don't think they're dependent on you. So – I've seen it where guys kind of drift off and fall asleep and do different things like that, but that only hurts the team. So it takes a lot for the coaches to have their group ready.
Next man up's a real thing around here, and we've seen that the last few weeks. That's the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. One note today, Marcell Dareus made his debut for the Jaguars. I guess it was on end of the first quarter there, a couple of drives into the game. Right. What'd you see out of Marcell today?
I saw that he had three tackles. I think there were three solo tackles. Big guy, hard to move. So I'm going to pull the running backs down. I think he was right there on a short little dump off on a running back as well. But he's the guy who's going to get comfortable around here. You know, I saw him sort of after one of the tackles. It seemed that he didn't have as much energy as I used to see him when he makes plays up there in Buffalo. But that'll come. You know, he just kind of went in just gradually, just high-five someone. I want to see him excited and, you know, bouncing around, having fun like the other guys. You know, but once he finds his place, And gets more comfortable with the system and the scheme and the plays, because I also seen a play where Malik had to kind of tell him where to line up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's still sort of playing a little slower than he would normally play because you got to get used to the system. And once he understands the concepts and the plays and knowing the guys next to him and how they play, being able to communicate, he's going to return in that dominant form that he's been.
There was that one play where he beat the center to the center's left, I think got held, and then got blocked into the leg
right.
of Andy Dalton there.
That right.
was, yep. He had beaten the center on that play. That was the one that really stood out to me, at least.
Yeah, it caused a penalty.
He can move.
Here's
know?
What I've seen from Marcell Dareus, Fred, this week, and it's not all attributed just to him, but Buffalo trades him, and the Jets run it right down their throat
right.
on Thursday Night Football. I mean,
yeah.
right down their throat.
Yep.
Forte averaged 5.5 a carry.
Yep.
Powell was over 8 yards a carry. The Jags today faced 14 rushing attempts from running backs, and they gave up 30 yards. So, you know, just in the low twos, that's not just all Marcell Dareus, but so far the early return, we'll take it, right? He's part of that team victory today.
It's a total steal.
For a six-round pick, you think?
I tweeted something about the other team in South Florida's trade to Philly, but this was a steal. He's a good player, man, and he's only going to make this defense better. You know, bring him on. I want to see him return to form.
I
think he still has it.
They were already pretty good anyway. They
right.
just got better,
right.
it seems like, with Dareus coming to Jacksonville. Let's come back and preview next week's game. The Los Angeles Chargers come to town with Gus Bradley as the defensive coordinator. We'll preview it when we come back. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Call Insurance Office of America today. 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
At EverBank, defined by performance isn't just a tagline. They live it. So if you're looking to buy a house or refinance a mortgage, it's time to call your hometown lending specialists. They're ready to put in the work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. Get ready to make the most of your lending experience. Connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, 399-805.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. J.P. Chadwick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags are now 5-3. They're in first place tie. Titans won today, though. They have the tiebreaker currently. And it's really a two-horse race right now in the AFC South. The Colts beat the Texans today, so the Texans are, I believe, now 3-5. They've lost a quarterback. They've got a couple defensive guys down. The Colts are the Colts. So it's right now 5-3 Tennessee, 5-3 Jacksonville, heading into November. And week 10 coming up next week. And next week coming up, the Los Angeles Chargers come to Everbank Field. The Chargers dropped their first four games of the season. They then won their next three against the Giants, Raiders, and Broncos, two of those on the road, and then lost last week to the New England Patriots in New England, 21-13. Their bye week is this week, and they'll be here next week with a defense that's playing pretty good football over there, by the way. And, oh, yeah, Phillip Rivers is still a member of the Chargers, and the Jags don't quite have a great history against him.
No, they don't, but that offense has not been nearly as explosive. The passing game has not been so far this year. But, yeah, I say, you know what? I don't care. Bring in Phillip Rivers 3 years ago if you want to. I'm not worried about that team lighting this team up in the passing department. I just don't think it's possible. I don't think if this team plays anywhere near its capability, talking about the Jags, that any team can just throw the ball on them at will here. It'll be a pretty good challenge, though, because they have been they've had the Jags number in recent years. Certainly, I think fans will be fired up, Fred. They don't want Gus Bradley coming back in the building and getting a W against the Jags. And, you know, honestly, I know the Anthony Lynn connection. We all know the Anthony Lynn connection. I don't think fans are going to bring that up once this week. It's all about Gus Bradley coming back.
Oh, without a doubt, it's about Gus Bradley. And I don't think they'll walk away with a win. Now, I think the team is ready to, you know, start their at-home win streak or just win streak, period. Well, actually, they started that. That started today.
That's right.
After today's win. But to have a home win streak will be great. The defense is just so solid. I don't see where the Chargers are going to come in here and do much. They only average 88 yards a game on the ground. You know, so I think the defense will bottle them up there. And their strength, our defense's strength is against the pass. So it's going to be a challenge because Rivers is a gutsy guy. He's a guy who's a lot of heart. Very passionate. He's going to come in and play with everything he has. What we have to do is avoid those simple letdowns, the big plays like the Jets game, those two big plays there, the two big runs, and the same thing that happened in the game versus the Ram in the special teams department. So two other plays, which really should have been two games won had those two plays didn't happen. So they can't have that sort of letdown, and they should have the game in the back.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. Melvin Gordon last week, an 87-yard run. It's those quick strike plays. It's right. That's the one that hurt him today.
Right.
The only
right.
points they gave up was because of that Croft 59-yard reception. If you don't give up, you know, the easy mistake plays where a guy busts a coverage or something like that, I think it's tough to score on this team. And, JP, I think another, as well as the offensive line played today, is a pretty good test coming in next week with Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa. Oh, yeah. Those guys have been getting after it over there.
Yeah, I think they're ready, though.
I agree with
right.
you.
Seem like
the offensive line has done well, and I think that, again, the coaches, too. You know, they're putting them in situations where the tight ends are there involved in the protections. You see other teams, they're bringing these blitzes, and Blake, he's doing a great job of recognizing the blitzes and getting them in a proper protection. You're looking at Yeldon in there a few times, just stepping up, as well as Ivory stepping up in their pass protection. And they're just playing great on – they're playing solid – I don't want to say great. I don't want to misuse that, but they're playing solid offense, you know, in their scheme across the board. And everybody's doing their job. That's what they have to do next week.
To get a two-score lead, it's ball game. That's what we're talking about in here during
telling
the game.
You.
Yep.
Two scores in this defense, you have quite the confidence in them right now. 23-7 the final. Fred, well done. We'll see you
appreciate
back here
you.
Again.
I like that teal tie, man.
See? Awesome. Look at that. They were making fun of me in the pregame for it, but I don't know why.
Teal everything, man.
I think you're a sharp-dressed guy all the time.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. The Jags are looking sharp, too. How about that?
I think they're going to bring those teal jerseys back real soon.
You think I'd bring them back next week.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Why not?
Let's go. You know?
I think they look pretty nice.
I'm here. I'm
I
with
think
you.
They look pretty nice. Now, I think those would have jumped in front of the white jerseys when I was here.
Okay.
Remember in the pregame
we talked about
black, white, teal, in that order?
Yeah.
I like those teals with the pants combination. It's pretty nice.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Teal and black. The Jags are now 9-4 all-time in this jersey pants combination. So
I remember we crushed the Colts in that combination. That was the Mike Doss game.
Was that the Mike Doss game?
That was the look back at him.
I like it.
That was the I'm going to punish him. Bang.
Back.
Fred, we'll talk to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, always.
See
Fred
you, buddy.
Taylor with us on Jaguars postgame on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL. Stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting is Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio is Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs the show for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman, Fred Taylor, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Jaguars 23, Bengals 7 on the Jaguars Radio Network.